Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I need some help from you and your listeners, as they always do. I'm so ashamed of myself. I've been so stupid. For the last few months, I've been chatting to a guy I met through an online dating site. Because of the COVID, we've never actually met. I found out a couple of weeks ago, but can I just mention, by the way, in that because she's been doing it for a few months, there's obviously a bit of carry-on has gone on in the chat.
Do you reckon?
Of course. Okay. It's a few months like Tara. You know what I mean? There's probably naked pictures come back and forward and stuff. Anyway, I'm just adding a bit of spice. I'm adding a bit of spice to the email anyway. I found out a couple of weeks ago that he's married and I'm gutted. I really, really liked him. Last night I did something I shouldn't and I wish I hadn't, but it's too late and I'm disgusted with myself.
Oh, no.
I found his wife on Facebook and I sent her a message telling her that her man's a cheat. And I sent her some photos he had sent me in her chats. I told you there was photos, didn't I?
Yeah,
you know, the famous D pics. Anyway, now I feel so guilty that I've ruined this poor woman's life and the family, and I wish I'd never said anything. It was such a stupid impulse after I had a couple of drinks, and I wish I could take it all back again. I can see that she's read it, but she has not replied. I keep thinking of what I've done, and I'm going hot with shame today. Today I feel so stupid and destructive. I need help from your listeners. Did I do the right thing? Please take the guilt away from me now.
Oh, sorry. You've got to own this one.
No, but here.
What?
This love. Listen, if you're listening, love.
No, don't call me love.
No, not her. No, not you, her. Okay, if you're listening, love. All right. I don't think you did the wrong thing. I think you are 100% right. He's a cheating swine.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine how the wife must be feeling this morning. It would be like a body blow, I would have thought. But yes, I suppose at the end of the day, if he's going to go online and talk to a woman, we can only assume that there's possibly been others.
Well, there must have been others. At the same time, most likely, too.
Quite possibly.
If the truth be known.
Quite possibly.
Because he's obviously got a bit of a handle on it.
Yes, quite possibly. Yeah, anyway, look, I can understand why she's feeling shameful. Imagine if you were that person and you got that message from somebody, how you'd feel. She's talking about ruining the woman's life. Well, I don't know if you can go as far as to say that.
Well, she could be ruining a long marriage. There might be children involved.
Well, it's actually his actions that maybe ruined
absolutely,
the long marriage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree with that. Yeah. But the point is, he did it. He has to take, you know, what's coming to him. And his wife deserves to know. She deserves to know. Mm. I mean, why do you think she shouldn't know?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Just sometimes ignorance can be bliss.
Ah, Tara, you surprise me.
Sometimes ignorance can
be bliss. Okay, let me put you in a... And I know your other half wouldn't do it on you. But just let's say...
Right, he let's, wouldn't dare.
I know he was. Jeez, we know you too well, Tara. He just knows he wouldn't dare. But anyway, let's just say he did it, right? Okay? And a few of your friends knew.
Yeah, I'd want to know.
But you didn't. But you didn't know.
No, of course I'd want to know. Absolutely.
Wouldn't you be
you'd
be horrified, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's an intimate relationship. That's a trust. You know, it's everything shattered. And yes, you absolutely need to know. Because if you do it once, you're going to do it probably more than once. And someday, maybe you're going to take that action a bit further than just from online.
Does it matter that it was just online? Does that make a difference?
I actually think, and there are studies that have been done on this that show that women actually find a betrayal like that more hurtful than an actual sexual betrayal. So if somebody actually...
like a one-night stand at an office party you could get away with, but they've been months online.
No, I'm talking about the emotional betrayal of somebody just talking intimately online. Actually, that to women feels worse than if they're... Their partner had sex with somebody.
All right. Well, look. Have a lovely Easter weekend. Don't
you
eat too many
too.
Easter's. Easter eggs.
No, I'm going Easter's. To Easter's. Okay, I'm going to try not to. Will you be doing an Easter egg hunt yourself?
Oh, yes, I'm sure the Easter bunny will leave me out a few Easter eggs. I'll have to go searching in the back garden for them.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Tara. All right. Okay. So I want to know from you, the listeners, did she do the right thing? It's an interesting one. And we've got a lot to talk about today, by the way, including if you have tickets for the Forever Young Festival. We're going to give you an update on that as well. Also, we'll have our vaccine watch. And is it disrespectful to call your parents by their first names? I think it completely, absolutely is. I would have got a slap across the face if I had to call me Mother Lily and me Father Frank in those days. Nowadays, children just think they can do it all the time. But getting back to this one. So the story basically is, this young girl who wrote to us had a relationship with a guy online for a few months. They obviously hadn't met through COVID because of COVID or whatever. The relationship online seemed to be intimate because she did say that she had pictures. Now, if she sent pictures to the wife, they must be pictures that are not already publicly available. Otherwise, the wife would say that's a stitch-up. So they're obviously pictures he had sent her, I'm assuming, intimate pictures. So she finds out he's married. She finds the wife's Facebook page last night with a few drinks on her. Sends a message to the wife saying, your husband's a cheat. Here's the pictures to prove it. I've been having a relationship online with him. And now she feels bad about doing that. Is she right to feel bad about doing it? Or was she right to send the messages? So let me know what you think. Should she be ashamed of herself? Yes or no? That's the simple question. Should she be ashamed of herself? Yes or no? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says homewrecker. She's not a homewrecker. She didn't know he was married. As soon as she found out he was married, didn't she contact the wife? Danielle.
Hi, Niall.
You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. No bother me.
Danielle, did she do the right thing?
She absolutely did.
Okay.
So she did, because he's a cheating scoundrel.
He is a cheating scoundrel.
So he is, because if he was, like, happy in his marriage, he wouldn't have strayed or anything. If he just wanted to leave the wife, he should have just did it.
Mm.
Because this sneaking around is no good for anybody.
Yeah, see, social media nowadays, and the majority of relationships are on affairs start on social media. Social media has caused a huge increase in infidelity. And it's, I suppose for some people it's just so easy. It's a fantasy, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Like, but he did the wrong thing, but she should not be ashamed of herself for telling the wife.
You know, she's thinking to herself, has he got kids, a family, I suppose, and look what we've caused, and, you know, was it really that bad that it was just online? It wasn't quite the same thing. That's what she's probably thinking, all these things to herself. Was it worth destroying somebody's 20 or 10 year marriage over?
But, well, he already destroyed it by cheating online, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would agree with you, by the way. I'm just giving you the other argument.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I think she did the right thing.
I call to her door.
So would I, and I would tell her too, so I would have no hesitation in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the wife is probably oblivious to it.
Yeah.
And I think she has a right to know exactly what her husband is like.
Somebody is saying here, she's feeling bad because the wife didn't answer. She was hoping the wife would dump him and come running to her. Well, look, she only sent us the email today. She only did it last night. So maybe the wife will come back to her before the end of the day today. I mean, what, Danielle, are you in a relationship yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm happy out single.
Well, I'm assuming you were at some point in your life, were you?
Yeah, I was. Okay. Some stage, yeah.
And what would you have done if you had got, you know, an email or a letter or whatever, or a Facebook message saying, listen, you know, I've been cheating with your man for the last God knows how many months?
Kicked him out the door.
So there'd be no hesitation?
No.
Once you considered the facts of the matter, you know, I mean, obviously not on a whim, but you know, there was photographs to prove it, I suppose.
Well, absolutely. Once the evidence was in front of my eyes and I had confronted him about it.
Mm-hmm. Out the door.
Out the door he'd go, because that would hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, like, I wouldn't put myself in that situation to be thinking, is he doing it again? Is he?
But the trust is gone, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
And you're second best. You're not priority anymore. You feel like somebody else is involved in the relationship or other people are in the relationship. But that's not the way relationships work. Unless you want an open relationship, that's not the way they work. And we don't agree to that.
Well, you know? That's the thing, like, but, like, you need the trust there with a person.
And what do you think of the people out there who will say, oh, look, you know, it's happened to me and I gave it another shot. Like, I'll give it another shot. I'll give them a chance. We can get through this. And is there any way of getting through that?
I, personally, my opinion is no, because I'd be the type of person that was going, is he still doing it? I'd be checking and I don't want to be doing that.
Mm. So every time he went out the door, you're wondering where he's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd be there, is he around the corner with your mom having a kiss or something with him? Like,
I mean, I'm looking at some of the comments here. Michael the Cynic says, a dirty, selfish bitch. She should have at least waited until after the Easter holidays when the kids were back at school and out of the home for the rows that it will cause.
But you know, what difference does it make when she tells her?
To me, it doesn't make any difference.
Do you know, it's like, there is no proper time to tell someone this, that your husband was online messaging and doing stuff like that with her.
Yeah, well, hang on for a second, because Michael, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Michael?
Not too bad.
Good. Michael, do you think it was the right thing to do?
No, I think she was wrong.
she was wrong.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, going on the info that's at hand here, right? So the texts that she showed were risque, is it?
Well, the message is back and forward. No, she hasn't seen. She hasn't actually seen any. What happened was she found out he was married. She'd been on and off online with him, having a relationship online for the last couple of months, and then she found out he was married.
Yeah.
So and then she went looking for the wife on Facebook, found her, sent the wife a message with some pictures he had sent her. Obviously, over the last couple of months, there were some intimate pictures probably shared between the two of them.
These are pictures of his member, like. I don't know how it's day and daytime, right? So, you know what I mean, though.
I'm assuming, Michael, they weren't pictures that he generally had in public, let's be clear. I'd imagine
right, so. But based on that
his
then, right,
member.
Right, fair enough. Based on that then, right?
Yes.
This girl clearly wasn't, this wasn't like a deep romance. If he was sending multiple pictures, she clearly understood it wasn't.
No.
Like, he wasn't.
No, maybe she did think it was serious.
Oh, come on now. What's
come
her
on then, what?
There, like? What's her standards then?
Yeah, but maybe she, as she said, it was online dating because at the moment of the COVID, we hadn't met.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, she lived in Dublin and he lived in London or something. I don't know.
And they never met.
And they haven't met, no. It's only been a couple of months.
I would accuse her of being immature then. Uh-huh. And put it down to a life lesson not to do it again. It's an immature thing to do, to get drunk and then contact your man's wife and... Because it could be kids involved.
Well,
your mum was probably bored. Your mum was probably bored during the whole COVID thing. Like, caused a lot of chaos.
So what you're doing, Michael, is you're giving him excuses. He was bored during the COVID.
I'm not giving him excuses. He didn't do it. He's just he don't. They
what
both
do you mean? Are you going to say he didn't do anything wrong?
No, what I'm saying is they were doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But she took it to a whole different level.
But she's not married. She's single. He is.
But that doesn't matter. She chose. Did she confront him and have a conversation with him about it? Like,
obviously, she fell out with him immediately when she found out he was married.
So she wanted vengeance then.
Vengeance, I suppose.
There you go. Vengeance.
Well, you heard her.
But the reason I say she's doing it wrong is because in case there's kids, you just don't know. I mean...
So if that was you and you had a relationship with a girl online and then found out she was married, you wouldn't bother telling her husband?
I wouldn't be that sloppy now myself or messy.
Sloppy or messy and you found out she was married, you wouldn't tell the husband, no?
No, I would find it childish to do that. I'd be like, I'd move on to the next person. There's an ocean full of
people. See what I mean, Danielle? This is what you're dealing with here. This is the male mentality here.
That is just unbelievable. Like, I know he's entitled to his opinion, but like...
I just move on to the next one.
Am I granted my opinion by the feminazis or something?
There's no need for that now. They both did wrong. He cheated on his wife, so he did.
Wait, hang on.
Now, what did you say they both did wrong? What did she do wrong? I'm wondering, Danielle. What did she? When you said they both did wrong, what did she do wrong?
I suppose she was... Actually, no, I'll take that back because she was too naive and she didn't actually know.
No. I'm not even going to agree with both of you here. I don't think she was naive at all. She trusted him. She trusted the man.
Hang on. Now, for all we know, that girl could have had three or four lads hanging on the end of a piece of string somewhere. Like, do you know what I mean? She could have been spinning many plates herself.
But you're making assumptions about the girl and you don't even know her.
I'm not. I'm just saying, not everyone's honest with their little stories that they put out.
Clearly. But this guy is a married man.
So?
He shouldn't be online, you know, sending... member pictures to a strange single woman.
Look, you one knew what she was dealing with if he was sending those type of pictures. Like, so I mean, if she can't have the moral high ground and say like, oh, this was me one forever guy. He led me on, made me think I was special, and blah blah. He was sending e pics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she could have been sending him some pictures
exactly.
too of her bits.
So
I don't
exactly.
know.
No, this is
going very. This is going in a very dark route today.
They just as bad as each other.
Exactly.
Hang on, both of you. When you say they're as bad as each other, if two single people are having a relationship that they meet online for a couple of months and then eventually get to meet up and fall in love and get married, you know, and in the interim online they're sending each other a couple of intimate pictures, there's no harm in that. That's life. There's nothing wrong with that.
But
they're making it out there's something very evil about this whole thing.
No, I'm not saying.
Okay, so she trusted him, and she sent, and he sent her some pictures. What?
What if he's just blown off a bit of steam throughout the whole thing, and he was never going to go any other level, and they're like they're in different countries or whatever, and he was just doing that, and he's going to remain loyal to the missus and the kids because he knew he had too much.
He was
to
blown
do,
off
just,
a bit of steam, was he?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, Danielle, how would you feel about your man blown off a bit of steam with another woman?
Wouldn't tolerate it.
Yeah, of course
he wasn't doing it with another woman. He was doing it online to a certain limit,
and he knew.
It's another level of watching porn.
It's cheating.
You know what I mean?
It's not another level of watching porn.
It kind of is. It's online.
Jeez, Michael, you're delusional.
Pictures and all.
Michael, you're delusional.
Hang on, you're sending dirty pictures, so it's clearly it is.
Yeah, but it's a human being.
Oh, so we're all human beings. What's that got to do with it?
I'm just saying, it's another human being who's in reaching distance. He was having, and she was having an emotional affair together. No, she wasn't, because she's single. He was.
Look, I think she was.
Stop defending him, will you?
Sober. I think if she was sober, she wouldn't have done it. She'd done it, she was drunk. She knows in her heart, you always know when you're wrong by how you feel, and she obviously feels bad about it.
Of course she does.
And she wouldn't have done it when she was sober. So.
But stay there for a second, let me go to Valerie. Valerie in our Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Valerie?
I'm good, how are you?
Help me here, will you?
I can't get over, first of all, is it Daniel is his name?
No, Michael.
Michael, okay, I can't get over him referring to the girl that did that as a bitch.
No, that wasn't him. That was a text I read.
Who called her? Oh, was it a text?
That was a text I read.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You could apologize.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so pedantic.
Was it you? I didn't say.
By the way, can I say something, Valerie? Don't apologize to him because it wouldn't surprise me if he'd say something like that anyway. But go on anyway.
After 9 o'clock,
it's
100%
unacceptable. 50% of the guys, I would say, or 40%, are married or in relationships on those online sites. I used to be on them, and I came off it for that reason. Now, I wouldn't break up a relationship if I saw a guy on it that was married. I just wouldn't do it to a family. But I don't blame that single girl for doing that. That guy is 100% wrong when he's in a relationship or he's married or whatever. It's wrong. It's cheating. If you're online and you're sending dick pics or whatever you send,
we decided you're in daytime radio, Valerie. We would refer to them as, member pics, but however, we've gone there already. It's okay.
Yeah, but I mean that's completely unacceptable in a relationship. If you can't do it in front of your partner, it's cheating. Simple as. And if a person is inclined to do that, they're going to always do it. This isn't something that he's just developed out of boredom. We all get bored in life. You know, if you're loyal to a person, the most important part about a relationship is loyalty, integrity and trust. That's all gone out the window.
Yeah, but Michael reckons he's just blown off a bit of steam. Everything will be grand.
Well, he can blow it off.
Hang on. No, what you're doing
Excuse
now, what you're doing
me?
Is...
You spoke now.
No, hang on. You're
you
painting... You're pa- no, you're painting... No, hang on. Hang on, right?
Go on.
The whole main crux of this for me is the kids, right? The possibility that there's kids, right?
But
now, for all you know, this guy's wife...
Okay, no, well, hang on one at a time. Let Michael finish. Go ahead, Michael.
For all you know, this guy's wife could be an out-and-out bitch.
Oh, well, oh stop! What are you doing? Can you stop? No, hang on. Can we all stop using that word? Firstly, right, and for that was my fault. I shouldn't have read out the text. But Michael, can we all make an assumption here that she is a nice person and the wife is a nice person because we've no evidence to believe otherwise.
How come your man's not a nice person?
Because he's having an affair.
Yeah, but
on his wife, he's a cheat.
There could be lots of other reasons why behind.
There's no reason for cheating.
Sorry,
none.
Can I ask Michael a question there?
There's many reasons for cheating.
Can I ask you something? Are you in a relationship?
Am I in a relationship right now? Yeah. What's your definition of a relationship?
Have you one partner that you're just seeing her? So
I'm not married.
Else?
I'm not.
No, but have you a partner
I'm not married.
That you're just.
I'm not married.
Are you
you don't have to be
person?
Married.
Michael, it's not the Spanish Inquisition. She's asked you a simple question. Are you in a relationship?
I don't know what your definition of a relationship is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody that you see on a regular basis that you're exclusive to.
Monogamy.
I see a couple of
people. By the way, Valerie and Danielle, I get the impression from what Michael's, I suppose, his reluctance to answer that question. I reckon he's probably seeing a booty call.
Yeah, absolutely. You see, people have different standards, so he obviously doesn't have high standards, to be honest with you. That's the reality at the end of the day.
And all the girls on OnlyFans are high standards, yeah.
No, but seriously, if a girl is willing or a woman is willing to put up with that kind of crap, she's no self-esteem. There are some women now...
What,
listen, dick pics?
Oh, sorry, member pics? She's willing to put up with member pics? What are you on about?
They're willing to put up with partners or husbands that are online.
But he's not our partner or our husband. He's not her partner or her husband.
She's talking about the wife.
She's talking about the wife.
Yeah, all right. His wife, the guy's wife.
Yeah, but you're assuming that the wife's an angel.
There are some women that will put up with that. And they
very
few.
Very
few. It's not an agreement. Yeah, but the thing is, they're broken women.
Michael, hang on a second. Michael, were you ever in a monogamous relationship? I'm assuming you were at some point in life.
A few of them, yeah.
Okay, so and what was the longest you were with somebody for?
I don't know, 3 years.
Okay, so during that 3 year period, year one and a half, you were most likely in love with that woman, yeah?
You cared about them.
Okay, no, you cared about them. Yeah, so and in during that time, you found out they were online sharing pictures, intimate pictures or whatever, or having a sexual, textual or emotional relationship with somebody online. How would you feel about it?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't care. I'd just be like, all right, fair enough. I've been to the next one.
Just be honest.
My life, my feelings, my emotions, my whole being doesn't revolve around someone else.
But that's your life.
But this lady is married.
I know.
So you're not the
and
right.
He's married. So he's probably for that the wife. For all you know, her standards might be okay. He puts food on the table. He provides a house. He does he ticks a certain amount of boxes, and that makes her happy. And she'd be like, well, if he goes online and just farts about, as long as he's not doing it in public and it doesn't embarrass me and whatever, it's
sorry,
done
Michael,
in secret or whatever.
But you don't. Anyone decent in a relationship with that mentality. You live
I'm open to other people's standards. I have my standards and I'm just open to how the world is. I know life is black and white.
You
have a very high moral high ground there.
No, not at all.
Life isn't like that. Yeah, but life isn't like that.
Walk up the aisle and get married and have children. If she has children, I don't know that she has, unless it's a serious relationship. You don't usually walk up the aisle and say, we'll have an open marriage. That's not common.
No.
Maybe a minority.
It's exclusive.
Well, hang on. In what country?
So, Michael, are you suggesting to me now that marriages are relationships and not monogamous? Is that what you're saying to me?
I think marriage has changed greatly in the last 15-20 years.
But not for the better.
In your head.
No, what do you mean in my head?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't accept that in a marriage.
No,
I was in a marriage, I wouldn't accept somebody going off and sex texting their you know, mate or, you know, meeting the guy around the corner for a quick one in the car park. I wouldn't accept that as part of a marriage.
We're not talking, that's not what we're talking about.
But
though,
that would have been the next step, wouldn't it? Because if there was no COVID and she had been willing to meet him and lived quite close to him, let's say, for example, I'm assuming she doesn't, live quite close to him and said, listen, do you want to meet over in the car park at Woody's or whatever? I'm sure he'd have been around like a flash.
If there was no COVID, he could have been busy working 24/7. You don't know.
You're giving him excuses. Do me a favour, Michael and Valerie. Stay there for a second. Loads of people are texting him, by the way. I think the man in question might be physically loyal to his wife, but he certainly isn't mentally or emotionally loyal. Yeah. Niall, she's naive. She met him online. Maybe there were kids. She could find his wife on Facebook and tell her she did not do that on him in the first place and seen his status, says Joe and Kildare. Oh, in other words, she should have looked to see if there was kids on her status. But maybe she did. I don't know. She doesn't mention that in the email, okay? So an email just very quickly before we go into the break from a woman. Met a guy a couple of months ago. She's single. She found out only the other night that he's married. She's had an online relationship with him because of the COVID. Maybe they live a distance apart. I don't know whether she's in Ireland, he's in England. I haven't a clue what the story is there, right? But anyway, they've had an online relationship for 2 months. Some pictures have exchanged hands, clearly, because she mentioned that she sent the wife some pictures. I'm assuming they're pictures that you wouldn't see in public because anybody could grab pictures off a Facebook page. They're obviously something of intimate nature. So anyway, she then decided, few drinks on her last night, I feel so bad about this. I don't want to have to do with this guy. He's married. He shouldn't have done this. Onto Facebook. There's his wife. Right. I'll tell her. Your husband's a cheat and here's the pictures to prove it. See you now. And now she feels really guilty. Should she feel guilty? Michael says she should feel guilty. She shouldn't have done it. But Valerie says she's perfectly right. What do you think? The number is 087-188-0008. Jesus, Michael, you're good for ratings. That's all I'll say. a lot of text in there. Valerie, thank you for defending the women. By the way, Valerie, just to get back to what you said at the start, I'm going to come to Joe in a second and Michael, I want you to stay there. But you said like, that's what you got. Well, that's why you got off the dating sites, where you won them a lot.
Well, no, I was on them because I came out of a very long relationship, 25-year relationship, and after 2 or 3 years, my friends were saying, you know, just try it for the heck, and I did.
Which ones did you try? Which ones were you on?
I tried Tinder, and yep. I tried Plenty of Fish and Match.com.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, well, listen, I did.
Oh,
right.
Jesus Christ.
And first of all,
I can't write this stuff.
Why?
What did you expect, Valerie? What did you expect to find on Tinder and Plenty
Maybe
of Fish?
I'm naive, but when you've been with somebody for 25 years, the time I was out there was a different time, and people chatted each other up at bars.
Yeah.
But you kind of move with the time, so I said, well, I'll move with the time as well.
Well, hang on, Mike. Let her finish, Mike.
I might meet a widower, somebody divorced like myself with a grown-up family. And,
yeah, somebody looking for love.
Somebody to go to dinner with, you.
Yeah.
Go on holidays with them, whatever.
No, she said earlier on,
I didn't expect to see the anatomy of half the men in Ireland.
Well, what do you expect on Tinder and Plenty of Fish?
Sleaze bags, because there were a different calibre of men when I was out there 25 years ago.
Here's the thing, Valerie. Were they really a different type of calibre of men, or was it just a different vehicle? Essentially, when you walked into a nightclub, be it Sloopy's or Tamango or whatever it happened to be in Dublin or Laura Johns. Oh, whatever it is, whatever the big club in Limerick was.
The rugby clubs were much bigger at that time.
Okay, yeah, but half the blokes you probably met probably had girlfriends.
No, they weren't, not at all. Limerick's a one-horse town. You'd know everyone here.
All right, okay. Well, hang on, both of you. Stay there, both of you, a second, because I want to bring Joe in as well. Joe, getting back to the original email. So the wife last night, with a few drinks in her, sent a message to the Facebook message to his wife with a picture, which obviously proves they were having some sort of relationship. And now she feels ashamed of herself. Was she right to do it?
She was.
Okay.
I hate, like, the people talking about this man. He probably had some trouble with his wife. Maybe his wife is not a great person. Like, men have no responsibility for their actions whatsoever, and the fault is on the other woman that didn't even know he was married.
Mm.
Is this, as a married man, is his responsibility emotionally and physically to keep his dick in his pants?
Oh, stop. Can we all remember it's daytime radio here?
Penis. Is it better? Penis?
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, to think with his heart and not his...
It's his responsibility. He is a married man.
Yes.
And his wife has the right to know.
Yep.
It's not this woman's fault. Why are we always finding excuses for men's shitty behavior?
Seriously, I can tell you, when I was separating, I had many married men. There was one guy in particular who used to chase me everywhere. I actually took it for granted he was single because he didn't have a wedding ring on. He had a beautiful
wife. You meet him on Tinder?
Children. No, in person, actually, out and about.
It sounds like we're vilifying men here. Men are not the only ones that cheat. Women cheat too, by the way. I just want to be clear about that, but okay.
We're talking about the situation where a guy is cheating on his wife.
Yeah, he is
not
cheating.
Not the other way around.
Anyone to do it is wrong.
Yeah, now, according to Michael, Joe, he's just blown off a bit of steam.
No, he's not.
That's not the only thing I said.
If he wants to blow off steam, he can play games, do gardening. He doesn't have to cheat on his wife.
Hang on for a second, right? This what went on between this grown man and grown woman was between them, okay?
He's married.
It's got so... What?
Okay, well, do me a favour, all of you. Just stay there for a second as well. I want to go to Siobhan. Siobhan, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Siobhan?
How are you?
Good. Okay, this happened to you.
It kind of happened to me, as in I was the wife of somebody who thought it was okay to go online and share personal pictures like that.
Right.
And I wouldn't blame anyone for blowing the whistle on somebody who's doing that, because if you're married, you're married. If you feel the need to be doing things like that online, talk to your wife, tell her you're not happy, pack your bag and go.
It's emotional cheating, apart from anything else.
100%, and it leaves a scar, because it's a very personal part of your relationship to be sharing with everybody and anybody who wants to see it. You know?
Behavior.
Okay, so did you, sorry, Valerie, hang on for a second. Did you find out, did the girl that one of the people he was with contact you? Or
no, I found out when the phone was hopping day and night, and right. I found the pictures myself.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, which, when you recognise...
I'd say you were gutted, were you? Gutted.
Well, when you recognise your own bedroom in the pictures and you're thinking, wow, like, that was our relationship for us. And if it wasn't happy, say it.
Yeah, Michael, I couldn't agree more. That's always been my theory. You said about having reasons to cheat. And I understand
there
the point...
There are never reasons to cheat.
Yeah, never. Absolutely. But I do understand the point that Michael is making. Sometimes marriages are not good. But turn around to your other half and say, I'm not happy in this marriage. Yeah. I'd rather be with somebody else. We're going to get separated. We're going to get back. And then go off and meet who you want.
No, look, fair enough. But it's not always it's not always that black and white.
What's stopping you?
There's so many other factors in people's relationships. There could be mortgages, houses, kids. There's so many things. And the person might not have... Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a guy and he's going out with a woman, right? And let's say the woman he's going out with, married to, say her brother is his best friend or something, and he doesn't want to destroy that relationship. There could be a million different things.
So you don't want to destroy your mortgage, your children, your friends,
how everybody else sees you,
but you'll destroy the one person that's supposed to matter over anything and everything else. You don't care about that person. If you
Hang
did,
on.
You
that,
have...
That's very hallmarky, okay?
No, it's
you,
not.
The guy who cheated on you, the
if
guy who
you're
cheated
on
you,
end,
hang on.
Which I
you're not,
never
yeah, but
been.
Why would you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. What, so
exactly.
That's why you
so
say to leave.
So you move leave. On. You move on.
Exactly.
But what you're doing, and I hate using this term because it's one of my pet hates, you're victim blaming, and you actually are, Michael. What you're doing is by turning around and saying there was a giving him some sort of reason for what he was doing is you're blaming somebody who's completely innocent in the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No one's ever innocent.
You are.
No one's
you are earlier on. You kept saying things to us like, well, you don't know what sort of marriage he had. You don't know this.
But
you don't know. I know, but that's it's irrelevant. The point is he's cheating. There is no right reason for this.
Life is more complex. No, I'll tell you what's wrong.
No excuse.
Oh, well, hang on. Sorry, Joe.
There is no excuse for not being honest. Open communication is the most important thing in a relationship. If you're not happy, say it.
I'll tell you what is wrong, right? Go ahead, Michael. If you're cheating on someone while telling them that you love them, that's wrong. That's definitely wrong, because then you're being completely dishonest. But if you are in a relationship that's just gone sour, and for whatever reason, you just can't,
that's
for whatever.
That's not an excuse.
I'm
that's
not saying
the day
an
you
excuse.
Pack your bags
I'm saying
and go.
Yeah, pack your bags and go. You're right. You're
that's
right,
the day you pack your bags and go. Own it.
And what do you say to people, Siobhan? Like, somebody texted in there a few minutes ago and said, I understand absolutely what he did wrong, his wife was wrong, but it's not as bad as actually being with somebody and meeting somebody. Surely it would be worse if she found out he had had a one-night stand with this woman where an intimate relationship took place. It's only text on the screen.
It's always a step towards something else.
Yeah.
Always. And it's just as bad. It hurts as much.
I agree.
It's lies. And everything else can be forgiven. It's the lies that stay.
Mm.
The ability to lie. And that's what hurts most. Person you promised everything to, once the day comes that anyone out there, if you decide
but does
to
your
agree,
happiness
no longer
rely
like
on someone
person.
Else's promises though? Is your happiness in your
their
whole
honesty,
life to rely on someone else's
of course
promises?
It does.
You build a life
that's
for
ridiculous.
Somebody that
that's
you know and their honesty.
That's not, that, Michael, that's called love. You build your happiness and you build your life, if you're getting married, around another person, and they build theirs around yours. You act together in unison as a couple. That's what marriage is about.
Yes.
Your happiness does
depend on how that person treats you and respects you.
That's ridiculous.
Oh,
you
Michael,
person,
you're obviously never been in
you
love.
As a person,
you should never get married. That's
yeah,
all.
Never.
You as a person should be happy within yourself. And if you meet someone else, it's like a cherry on the cake. But what you are going on about is someone else should be your first. If you're without the other person, your whole life falls apart. That's pathetic. You're sad.
That's
pathetic
what you're
people.
Saying. Because you're saying
no,
he doesn't want to leave his marriage
you're
with
emotional,
his friends and his mortgage and his children.
You're emotional
That's hiding.
And bitter. Emotional and bitter. That's what this is. Vengeance.
No, it's not.
Because your life didn't work out the way you wanted. Take control of your
You've
own life.
You've obviously been really
be
hurt by someone before or your inability
be
to actually love someone.
One at a time. I can't hear everybody. Sorry, Joe. You're trying to say something to
I
Michael.
Wonder who was the woman that broke his heart.
Exactly.
For him to be so bitter and
My
fantastic.
Not broken.
And all of
My
that.
Not broken. I'm not on the radio cursing women. I'm not on the radio saying I hate women, or I'm not on the radio saying a woman should make me happy. I'm happy with myself, and if I meet a woman, it's like a cherry on the cake. I'm happy. I love, adore women, but I don't put them as the be all and end all of my life, because they're not.
To be,
and you
should. You don't understand.
Either.
It's the be all and all. It's a relationship built on trust, and it's a monogamous relationship. You're not supposed
then,
to go
that's what you
out.
Want. You need to go and learn how to choose the right person, because clearly you are crap at choosing the right people.
Oh, Jesus. Everybody chooses. Everybody believes. When you walk down the aisle, you believe you've chosen the right person. There is not one person, well, maybe some of the celebrities, but very rarely does a person walk down the aisle thinking, I'm going to get divorced again. Nobody thinks that. Everybody thinks it's for life.
50% of marriages do end in divorce.
Oh, well, of course they do. Well, actually, more than that now. Actually, trans, which you have now.
Well, sadly, yeah. But the thing is, people are choosing relationships based on the most bizarre things. People aren't looking after themselves, taking care of themselves. They're looking for someone else to finish them or to complete them.
Okay. I want to just get back very quickly, because I have one more call to go to. Before I go to that call, Siobhan, who has been in this situation,
yeah,
was it right for her, after a couple of drinks last night, when she found out all this, to go online, find the wife on Facebook and send her the picture and tell her, listen, your husband's a cheat?
I'm not necessarily sending the pictures, but look, it's better for that woman to know what she's coming home to every day from work and what she's living with and what she's sharing her life with. This woman did her a favour, because if she's accepting of it, that's her business to accept it afterwards. But now she knows the full picture.
Did you know the person you were with, by the way, who was cheating on you online, did you know who the people that he was cheating with, or the person he was cheating with, did you know them?
No, thank God.
Okay, so would you have contacted them if you did?
I did find out who one of them was, and I contacted them.
Okay.
And they backed off when they found out that there was a full family there, and that the person I had been painted as, I was not that person.
Okay. And we'll stay there a second, because Nigel, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you, Nigel?
How are you, Pat?
Nigel, was she right to contact the wife?
No, I don't think so, now.
You don't think so? Look at all the men here. I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm actually disappointed.
No, hang on. Don't.
Go on, Nigel.
I just don't think...
Nigel, yeah. Can you turn off your radio in the background there? Because that's what's... Yeah, go on. Go on.
I'll be here.
Okay, quick, Nigel. I've only got two minutes. Go on.
I just don't think it was her place, Nigel.
It was... You don't think it was her place?
No, I don't. I don't think it was her place.
What?
What it sounded like to me is, right, she had this thing going.
Yeah.
In her mind. She found out it wasn't that thing.
Yeah.
She got drunk. She got pissed off about it with him. And she told the wife of to get at him. That's what it sounds like.
But she told the wife because she was hurt, and she felt guilty being with a married man.
Yeah, but look.
He told her he was single.
No. Yeah, she found out she was being lied to, so she told the wife to get back at him.
Yes,
that's what she did. So yeah. It was more of this business about she called her because she cared about her and she was sorry about her. Don't believe it.
But she could have done both.
Hell had no fury like a woman's gone, Niall.
Well, I know hell had no fury like a woman's gone, but she did it for two reasons. One, yes, she was hurt and maybe she did want a bit of revenge. But secondly, maybe she did care about the wife because she put herself in the wife's position.
Why didn't she do it a couple of weeks ago when she...
No, she only found out. She only found out.
Why did she find out? Why did she wait until she was drunk, Niall?
Well, I don't know.
Why did you have to put
maybe a bit of Dutch courage? I don't know.
A bit of Dutch courage, no, there's nothing got to do with it. She did it because to hurt your man.
Was it not the right thing to do? Loose lips think sink ships. Was it not the right thing to do? To tell his wife?
In theory, I'm glad. That's what I'm trying to say to you. I'm half and half. In theory, I'm glad she knows what she's living with.
Yeah.
He's a scumbag. I'm glad she knows that. I'm not denying that, Niall. And I hope she gets him, wraps the stuff up in a ball and shoves it up with you know what.
I hope she takes all his money.
Oh, God.
I'm glad she knows.
Wouldn't want to piss Joe off.
No, you wouldn't want to.
Never send a picture of your member to Joe.
Your member. Listen, lads and ladies, I have to wrap it up. Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for your honesty. Joe, thanks very much for your anger. And Michael, thanks very much for your madness. And also Valerie as well for your logic earlier on.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.